Out about it in a
public.
Big caliper.
Staff report, Gail last, Christina, Raleigh. Jeff, Chi-Chi. Okay, Karen.
Don't report here either.
All right, moving right along. Harvey, an outside professional report.
I had a staff report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say that you last.
The very last.
That was it.
Just a couple of quick items. One, I don't know if I mentioned to the board before, but at our monthly all-staff meetings for the last number of months, we've incorporated a training item for all staff. Last month, it was a training and discussion on integrity presented by our compliance officer. This month, it is anti-bullying. Also, we're up and running on NeoGov for doing our own recruitments. The first one out of the gate was accounting manager, which has since closed, and we've worked out some kinks in that process. So you'll see over the next month or so that there's going to be 4 to 5 recruitments posted. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. We kind of slowed down the process to make sure we worked out everything, and then so now there hasn't been a mass exodus causing a number of recruitments or anything like that. It's just a process.
And posting is where?
Posting is available on our website.
On our website.
On our website.
As well as other.
We go to
we go to
type websites?
We do.
Okay.
Are you looking for a job?
In your free time. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Trustees.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah, I went to the California Retired County Employees Association's conference. They have one in the spring and one in the fall. Gabe was down there yesterday and the day before, Monday and Tuesday. Oddly enough, there was two speakers that really interested me, and I picked up some information, but mostly as a retiree. The elder abuse scams, the speaker was Lisa Green, who was Kern County's district attorney. She came in, and she said it. I mean, the facts that she gave were astounding. There is something like $36 billion lost each year in elder abuse, and that just floored me. And one of the things that they came up with that I thought was really important, the grandparent scam, where the grandchild is in South America or something like that, and they get the call and they say, we need money to bail your son or daughter out or to send it so-and-so. Well, there is a way around that, and what they came up with is to develop a family code word. So all of your grandkids know the family code word, and so when the caller calls you and they say they have your son, say, what's the family code word? And if they don't know the family, you know it's a scam.
Well, you can ask whether or not you have the code word.
Yeah. Unfortunately, most of the grandparents can't remember the code word.
And he's saying that. That is the reality. No, and I've had heard instances where family members, a mother was so angry with her granddaughter because the granddaughter never thanked her for the $10,000 she sent her to send the money. I mean, it's just, no, my mom had it happen 5 years ago, and they just say, hi, Grandma, it's me. And then the person automatically says, oh, Tommy, is that you? Yes, it's me, Grandma. And,
Yeah, and they start off.
Sad.
The other one that we all know kind of occurs, maybe there's a family member that that starts to take care of their grandparent.
That's common.
When dementia sets in or Alzheimer's sets in, what is a common thing that happens is the caretaker will say, I need $50 to go to the grocery store and to buy stuff. And so the person will give them $50. And then the next day, because their memory isn't sharp, they'll come back with, I need $50 to go to the grocery store again. And this can completely repeat itself, which I thought, oh my God, how much money could a caretaker get out of a And they've had cases like that. So anyway, she did a great job of presenting all the scams that were going on. That was good. And then the other presentation was an amputee presentation. So anybody who has relatives or parents or they themselves have diabetes, one of the things that happens in diabetes is your extremities will turn blue. A toe may turn blue on you. And he showed us an example of a toe that turned blue, and what's going on is it's not getting blood to the system, so it's not able to rejuvenate itself or to cure itself. So they have developed, you know, angioplasty and angiograms, that what they do for the heart, where they go in and they drill it open, or they'll put a balloon in and put the plaque in. Well, they've developed those systems for the lower part of the body, and what they're finding out is by doing an angiogram or angioplasty on these people, that they're getting the circulation back into the legs, and they're curing the ulcers and the things that diabetics get on the lower part of their body. And in some cases, people that weren't walking are walking again. And it was really kind of a really great thing to watch and see it and be aware of for if you have diabetes in your family. So those two things really were kind of fun for me to be. The rest of it was what it always is, and I stuck around for most of it and then got back up here yesterday, 4.5 hours on the road, so I could be at the meeting today. Gabe did the same thing too. Sure. So anyway, sure. Good conference.
If I could add something, this is legitimate. My wife and I work as volunteers for the Walnut Creek Police Department on Thursdays, and part of that effort is spent up at the field office at Rossmore, which is the Rossmore Shopping Center, which is pretty interesting because you get a good look at some of the scams and whatnot that are happening up there. A variation on one scam, and it's that time of the year, it's IRS, is the big IRS scam.
Yes.
And there's a new wrinkle on that, which shows you how sophisticated some of these people have gotten. They not only call up saying, we're from the IRS and you have to send us some money now, usually in the form of one of these debit cards, but we're also going to report this to the police. And so in an effort to try and validate whatever this call is, they will then call the local police department and have them do a welfare check. So they have the police officer then cruises by the house, so the person they have called an hour earlier now sees a police car outside the house, and it adds additional emphasis.
Ooh, wow.
So to that individual. So I mean, just it's bizarre. They know where you live.
I've had four messages on my home message machine, some with a very heavy foreign accent, telling me that I owe money for my taxes and my real property is going to be under attached. But, it's just phenomenal.
Since some people do listen to the tapes, I mean, the IRS will never call you.
Absolutely.
And they'll never call and ask you to give them payment. They will certainly, they will write you a letter, and they will not call. And the best one I had was a lady who called up, and unfortunately she speaks English as a second or third language. And she said they are going to call, and I said, well, tell them that you're at the police department now. And so, as it turned out, a couple minutes later, she called, she said, they're on the phone now, and I said, see how fast they hang up. And she says, I'm at the police department now. Hello? 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 So that's all it took was that I've already reported it, because they'll claim that they'll report you to the police department, if you don't pay.
The IRS will hunt you to the end of the earth, but won't call you.
But won't and the reason is it's the same department that has to do with the compliance audits.
Yeah.
They have no staff to make those calls.
One last piece is C-Ray, our retired employees association, and Mike Sloan, who sits over in the corner generally, it's his retiree group. They're sponsoring the, what this is fall, that's
October,
but what is that's fall. They're sponsoring the fall conference October 17th to the 19th at the Walnut Creek Embassy, so it'll be the same thing. It'll be all the retiree groups from Contra Costa, from California will be meeting there. And Mike has extended an invitation to any of the board members who want to come just for the first day to kind of check in and have lunch. You're more than welcome. I'll probably be talking to each one of you individually, trying see if you'd be interested in going. It's a neat thing to do, but 4 hours, just to see the retirees and to see how they function and how their groups, their outside organization works, it's worthwhile. So Anyway, that's in October, October 17th to the 19th, and Gail, I'll probably be talking to you because generally they try and have the local CEO from that county speak. And
sure.
I have a couple of items for those who didn't see it. The Contra Costa Times had a very impressive article, editorial headed "Choose Deborah Allen to Replace Susan Bonilla."
Bonilla.
All right. That's interesting. Two L's. Bonilla.
That's a Spanish.
Bonilla, baby. Susan is on her way out. Hopefully, Debbie is on her way in.
Yes. Very, very nice editorial.
It was a nice editorial. The second, I promised Rusty this won't be more than 2 minutes. Gabe, Rusty, and I were at the Pension Bridge Conference. It is a very hard-driving conference. Starts at 8 in the morning, ends about 6, and it is very technical. These are the quick comments that I got out of it that I hope will be of some value to us as a group. From the conference chairman at 8 in the morning, get out of equities. A huge drop is coming. And by the way, because you have a variety of speakers, you also have a variety of opinions.
Let me get on with this now.
he was no nonsense.
You're 15 minutes.
Sell everything. Wisconsin uses a 5% discount rate, and their view was lower returns will stay for a long time. The 10-year investment-grade bond returns will stay in the 2 to 2.5% range for the next 10 years, longer range 3%.
It's a real uplifting conference. So
and this was the optimistic part.
By the way, that are you reading the article that hit the newspapers on that?
No, I made my own.
We've already addressed that. We've moved on.
No, so that issue of what came out of that Pension Bridge conference actually was a newspaper article, I believe, in the East Bay Times.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was publicized.
Hopefully I'm reasonably consistent with what was in the article. No, these are my scribblings that I just translate into quick for the board notes. Private equity valuations are at an all-time high. OSERS has hired BlackRock Solutions to serve as its risk manager and to work with its general consultant as a separate risk manager. Most risk is an equity beta. Lots of views that equities are due for a fall. That goes back to item number one. Hawaii no longer has a specific fixed income allocation. Options on the S&P 500 used for risk hedging will cost about 2.5% annually. I mean, it is one of the hedging strategies, but you're carving 2.5% out of your return to do that, to the extent, obviously, that you buy the options. Unconstrained bond funds have not lived up to expectations. I'm not sure we have any here, but I sit in another group where we do. They have not worked out the way they were, at least initially, advertised. Demographics very poor for China and Japanese equities. However, debt valuations are reasonable. From panel of CEOs of Missouri, Texas, Colorado, and Maryland, all much bigger funds than we operate, all now have negative cash flow. The only one of the five was San Bernardino, and they expect to be negative next year. And liquidity has become a much more important issue. Obviously, that's part of what we're doing right now with our investment manager. Huge problem. People are living longer.
Well, let's do something about that.
And if cancer is cured, much longer. But this was a big topic. These are sort of obvious observations, and they're good for all of us individually. They are not good for plans that provide annuities. Pension Bridge focus is not on trustees for anyone that going in the future. It is on industry updates with lots of jargon. Okay, I began to reflect on how much we got. Took a few, this is just a very small number of examples. Managed futures, currency speculation, long short strategies, high yield spreads, CDOs, CLOs, leverage risk, credit risk, gorilla funds, merging managers, multi-sector credit, LIBOR. And there were tons more. This is not in everyday business English. You go to this, you get lots and lots of jargon. Top 300 banks are increasing their loss reserves by 30% over 2016, a sign of expected increases, obviously, in defaults. There are a number of signs we are at a commodities bottom, and now would be a good time to short gold.
Was this conference held on a first floor or anything? I'd be concerned if it was on a high floor.
All right. Two funds are trying to raise $12 billion each for infrastructure, investments, infrastructures being bridges, highways, toll roads, parking structures, that kind of thing. And the speaker was from Stepstone, who's willing to offer that if anyone would like to talk to him. Anyway, those are my quick notes on it was a meaty, substantive conference.
The guy from Wisconsin.
I think the only thing you left out was Dan McAllister's jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he got the Big Six a little bit wrong. Other than that, Big Four has, by the way, been the Big Four for about 20 years. But so the joke goes back. These are the accounting firms. The joke goes back a ways. And I did share that update with him, and he wasn't very happy about
it. I mean, Dan,
you know that Reagan's not present?
He wasn't. Yeah. Yeah.
It's changed.
Careful now. That's your new Sackler's president.
Possibly.
All right. Anything the trustees further?
We got a guy from Wisconsin. He's very anti.
We are adjourned.
Anyway, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. And lunch is served.
Lunch is served.
That's it.